have the body, but do you have the soul? Let's make this happen, let's make this happen. And those endless beaches that go on and on, it's magical. But I'd sooner get out. Remember where we went last year? You said everything about it. Moved on your career. And you said,
If you
want to go,
I'll take you back one day.
'Cause this isn't Paris, and this isn't London, and it's not Berlin, and it's not Hong Kong, not Tokyo. If you want to go, I'll take you back one day.
It feels so good.
Take me to the limit, hold me down there. You say you love me, but you wouldn't dare. You're trying to make it easy, you know that I care. You say you love me, but you wouldn't dare. Starry eyes, blurry eyes, feeling so intoxicated. Worry eyes, I'm open wide, take me so up and down.
If you make me open up, tell me the truth. When your mouth is running dry, your head high, hold on. when you told me you don't wanna go home tonight, and you tried to just shrug it off when I asked you why. Somebody hurt you, somebody hurt you, but you're here by my side. And I know, 'cause I can recall when I was the one in your seat. I still got scars and they occasionally bleed. 'Cause somebody hurt me, somebody hurt me, but I'm staying alive. And I can tell when you get nervous, you think being yourself means being unworthy, and it's hard to love with a heart that's hurt. Cheap wine. I think we should hop on the purple line. 'Cause maybe our purpose is to never give up when we're on the right track. And I can tell when you get nervous, you think being yourself means being unworthy, and it's hard to love with a heart that's hurting. But if you want to go out dancing, I know a place, I know a place we can go. Try to make you unhappy, don't let them. They would try to tell you you're not free, don't listen. I know a place where you don't need protection, even if it's only in my imagination. Even if our skin or our gods look different, I believe all human life is significant. I throw my arms open in resistance. He's not my leader, even if he's my president. No, let's be.
This is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay!
Also, just want to shout out to Marissa and Jenna, who were on the show before us,
mm-hmm.
for Well, they used to have this time slot, yes. And then we had to switch a little with them because of some scheduling difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday's a difficult time.
Sunday is a difficult time.
Yeah, it's the worst day of the week.
And today, for those of you in Boston, know that the weather outside it's a very strange, because Boston has been, we've been having really nice weather this week, actually.
Yeah.
Yesterday was like a really nice spring day.
I found that it's been very cold, actually.
I mean, it's been cold.
Chilly.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I take it back. It's been cold, but
next week will be warm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been sunny lately, but then yesterday was really nice. Yesterday. I didn't wear a coat yesterday, which was wild.
Well, that was okay, but then it became like 6 p.m.
Yes.
And then
that is true.
Many regrets.
Then, yeah, but I was looking at the weather this week, and like Friday is like, I don't use Fahrenheit. Like, it's like 18 degrees Celsius,
yeah.
Which is
yeah.
Like shocking.
Wild.
Yeah, so thanks for tuning in to Overnight Oats, because also Celeste and I, we haven't really overlapped in our radio show time in a while. So this is nice to be back in the studio together.
Feels good.
Yeah, feels good.
Good old days. We've been reminiscing.
We've been reminiscing.
Reminiscing.
Yes. So I played Kylie Rae Jepsen's, one of her new songs, No Drug Like Me, earlier. I don't know if she, do you know if she's releasing an album soon?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know, but she's been releasing some new music recently. That was really good. And then a song by Muna, and it's called I Know a Place, which is a really lovely song, because like, especially listening to the acoustic version, I feel like you can listen to the lyrics a bit more clearly, and like, lyrics are just so wonderful and like comforting and like about home and like belonging and so good.
That's our favorite kind of review.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what we don't really have a theme.
Yeah.
This week.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Any yeah. exciting news coming up?
Any exciting news? Well, we're about to head out to spring break, so that's exciting. And I was texting with, so I'm visiting a friend for spring break in Paris, which I'm very excited about. And we were texting this morning, and she graduated like last year, so she's like been working for a year now. And we were both kind of like excited just to be with people in like different contexts and times of their lives. And so that was really, yeah, I'm looking forward to spending time with her because she's a very dear like childhood friend, so we've known each other for a very long time, and known each other through like many phases of our individual lives, so it's like nice to be with someone that knows several faces of you.
Yeah
So special. Yeah. Mm. What about you? What are you looking forward to, whether or not it's break stuff?
So my thesis full draft is due this Friday.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to that being done.
That's less than a week.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't feel like I can, but I hope that I will, ideally.
Mm.
And I do have an earlier thesis deadline just because my second reader is only available early in April.
Mm-hmm.
So that means my thesis defense has to be really early in April, and that just means the deadline is pretty early, like earlier than most of my friends who are doing theses. So, you know, I kind of got myself into this situation, but I'm very thankful for an advisor who like made me write a lot last semester when no one else was writing, and I was like, oh, why am I doing this? So it's just getting lots of rest, managing my time. We had a little run-in with our landlord, I guess, last Friday.
Yeah,
we can go into maybe a little after we play some more music.
Yes, after we've warmed up a bit.
After a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Stay
just
tuned.
A little teaser.
Well, a little seed.
A little teaser.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a song ready. If
wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain it, or maybe let the?
I can just play it. I don't have much to say about it. Also.
Okay. Cool.
You had in front. Maybe you should test the sun. Baby.
I tried my
right, so that was just Cool Cat by the band Queen. Oh, yeah, no, you're good.
I think my mic might need to be a little louder.
Okay.
No, that's what Marissa said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. I hear you. Okay, cool. Yes, so that was just Cool Cat by Queen. And then before that was...
17 by Jet. And I think the song that I got me into Jet was, like, I heard it in, like, high school, and it was called Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Yeah.
I was like, that's why I...
Yeah, yeah, that's why their name was really familiar. Yeah. And I was like, is this how many... There must be a lot of bands named Jet, but also
yeah,
it's that Jet.
It is that Jet.
A pretty different sound. It sounds a little different, like that song, but mm-hmm. it's good. And then there was Kev and... never mind. Fragments. Good song, very chill. A lot of piano music.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob Ogawa, I think, mm-hmm. with Sunshine Girl. That was good. Yeah.
Yay. How's it been with... Oh, sorry, I just, like, totally cut you off.
Yeah.
But I remember you were mentioning, I feel like the last time we were on air about, like, finding new music, and you were trying not to just use, like, Discover Weekly or, yeah. like, the kind of stuff that's just, like, presented to you. Yeah, I wonder, have you had any recent thoughts about that?
Yeah, I've been, so all these songs have just been found on other people's playlists.
Mm-hmm.
I only really listen to two main playlists.
Nice.
So I listen to that a lot. And I listen to it a lot, like, just doing random things like laundry or like working in the photo lab, especially because mm-hmm. it's just really quiet. And mm-hmm. then I just put on music and try and listen to new things, because otherwise I feel like I don't really have time to like discover or like actively be listening to something and be like, oh, this is interesting and could shape my preference in music, mm-hmm. I guess. I've also been thinking of, especially because like Madeline and I have talked about like her not feeling like she has strong like associations with music in terms of like her own identity or like mm-hmm. you know, not in the same way that you do or I do, because mm-hmm. I feel like you do definitely mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wow, it's like true for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
But it feels like music is very totalizing, you know, one of those things that like it must make up a core part of your identity, but maybe it doesn't.
But can you explain that a bit more, like what do you mean when you say it like makes up a part of your identity?
Like, it's like the, you know, like you care a lot about the kinds of music that you listen to, or like that the kinds of music that you listen to are very like
important to you,
like a kind of, yeah, and they are a part of you, and they're like a part of how you are
mm-hmm.
in the world as a person. Yeah, and like when I think of you, I kind of know what kind of music you like to listen mm-hmm. to. Same with Marissa or like Emily Touche even, but like definitely less so is Madeline.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't really, yeah, these are all of our good friends, and like they, yeah, she, like Madeline does a lot of art, but then she doesn't, so she'll like put on music sometimes when she's doing her art, but then she did what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like something that we talked about the other day was like, she doesn't really listen to music when she like walks to places on campus, whereas I definitely do, and I notice a lot of people at Tufts mostly do. So I've actually been trying to not listen to music while like going to class this week. Mm-hmm. Just, and it's actually really nice. I kind of forgot that like it can be nice to just not plug away at the, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I definitely never did it until like recently, or until, or unless I like actively decide like, oh, today I really want to listen to this specific song mm-hmm. to walk across campus.
Oh, love those.
Yeah, walk-in songs.
Walk-in songs.
Yeah, but otherwise, no, not really. Like, it's not like a thing that automatically comes to me. I feel like when you listening to music, it also feels like, oh, it has to happen like at the right time and not just like at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yay. Great.
It's just making noises cool. At this point.
Awesome. So, can I play the next song?
Yeah, you should.
Cool. This song is called Jump In by Cathedral. We've been having a hard time pronouncing words lately. Yes, so enjoy this. They're a great band from San Francisco. And I like them. It's a duo. So,
nice.
Enjoy.
Can't make all the rules. You can't play me like a fool. As it stands, I sit tight and just wanna be alone. You can't make all the rules. You can't play me like a fool. feels like it's too good to be true. We're down at the harbor and we dance in the dark. Don't know what you said, but I know how I felt. It's hard to believe our love could last, 'cause you're moving so fast. Then I start overthinking and I ruin the moment, 'cause I picture the end, but I don't wanna go there. So I tell myself that, hey, it's alright if we don't end up together, 'cause you might right now. Hey, I don't mind if we don't get to forever, 'cause you might right now. Forgot all the things that we said we would do. How we're still in this room. Hear the rain on the glass, hold me till I fall asleep for the night. Try to enjoy the quiet, but I ruin the moment, 'cause I picture the end.
So what was that song just now?
That was Show Me How by a man called Men I Trust. And then what were you playing?
I was playing a song called Teach You by Emily King.
Yeah. And then before that was Dreamer Boy, who's actually pretty young. I forget, like 20s or younger than 20s. And then Pony, which is a band that I recently discovered also. And then you were like, it's very rock, or you said that I have a rock side.
Yes.
What did you play?
I played a new song by Sigrid called Mine Right Now, which is fabulous. Yeah, nice. She is so good. I actually discovered her because she, Priyanka, DJ Paprika, WMFO
God,
alum,
so
played Sigrid on her show when I was doing volunteer, or like hours quality, yeah. Stuff we have to do here at WMFO. So I was listening to her radio show. I should tell her that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I discovered her through DJ Paprika.
I kind of aspire to be on her level of DJ.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a last song for us before we head out?
Sure. Once my devices load.
Okay. Did you say already?
Oh, no. So this is Emily Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free From Radio. I should play a song.
Yeah, stay dry out there.
Yes, stay dry. This is a song called Record About You by Katie Crone.
So I drive night, see your house from the highway way up high. Things are so different now, I suppose I should get used to letting go of all I knew about your soul. So I push on through, going through the motions. Nowhere close to your devotion. Feel so far, but couldn't be standing closer. Cause I could write an entire record about you, baby. And I'd hate the way the words would come so I could.